Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Prep Life Podcast. This is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Anger, today with my fabulous co-host.
Hey, guys. This is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro.
So today we are going to be talking about breaking the cycle, overcoming a slump. We have been in quarantine for quite some time now. I think that if people would have known that it was going to last until June, back in March, it probably would have been pretty discouraging. Not that it wasn't when we heard the initial news, but surprising that we've come this far. And now we're at that point where things are starting to open back up, depending on what your state is and what their rules are on what phase they're in. So I've had, some clients being able to get access back into the gym. And I myself, mm-hmm. as of this last week, was able to also go to the gym. So we want to talk about just some of the things that probably have happened during this quarantine. You know, there are those outliers that have, managed to stay quarantined. but for a lot of us, it's been hard to maintain motivation in a garage gym, a home gym, not being around other people that are like-minded, seeing them work hard. Sometimes that really gets your mojo up, especially in the gym, just kind of being around that energy all the time. I know for myself, until I got back into the gym last week, I didn't realize how low I was actually feeling until I got into that new atmosphere. So there's going to be a lot of mixed emotions that come with all of this. You know, we're not judging either way. Whatever it is that you feel most comfortable with, I know some people may feel unsafe still and they still want to work out in their home, and that's perfectly okay. But, they are taking some great precautions. Like, for example, my gym, that phrase that we all love, that new normal, I get my forehead scanned after I get my card scanned. So they actually take your temperature. So that actually makes me feel really comfortable because I know that they're kind of checking in to see that, people aren't coming in there sick. I know I also am not allowed to bring a guest, which makes me feel comfortable too, in that they're keeping numbers down. There's also, signs on each of the pieces of equipment that they're 6 feet away. Other things, people are wearing masks. They are doing a great job of sanitizing, and I wipe down my machine before and after. So I definitely feel comfortable. What's your take on some of the transitions that your clients have been going through recently, Chris?
Yeah, I know a lot of people, as things are moving back into, mainstream, or like you said, quote unquote normal, a lot of my clients are struggling with the adjustments that are happening at their workplaces. Some professions, they are taking just normal steps as far as making sure people are wearing masks when they're close, social distancing, making sure everybody's clean and they're washing your hands. But then I also have some professionals that are within the medical field or in a dental surgical type of situation. And I think that has been a little bit overwhelming because everybody was trying to transition and switch into a quarantine type of normal. And now we're getting back into work. We're getting back into what we were doing before, but it's not exactly the same. So kind of like the steps like you were talking about, getting your temperature checked, making sure you have the right coverings, the right equipment on, especially for people that are in the healthcare field. And it takes a lot of extra steps. It takes a lot of extra effort, I think, also mentally to get used to, making sure you're following all the protocol. And I know some of my clients have been, a little bit frustrated with it's not as easy to, get in meals on a regular basis because they have to follow these protocols, or it's not as easy to go to the bathroom or drink water throughout the day. So I've just been encouraging people to let's like look at the big picture and let's see what you have in your 24 hours and how we can adjust or shift your meal so that we're not having like long stretches where you're getting really hungry, and maybe making sure you're eating and drinking a little bit more before you go into work. And I think like things will, as people get used to a routine, like our brains and our bodies like a routine, it will become more comfortable. But I think right now it's just another shift in transition. So I feel like I've been doing a lot of problem solving with helping people figure out how they can still accomplish their goals and get used to some new adaptations that they've had to do as far as like their workplace. That's been the biggest thing I've talked to my clients about.
Yeah. And so we want to also address too that if you do make that decision to go back into the gym, I didn't mention some of my other clients, they have certain stipulations like where they have to sign up for an appointment time because there's only, 10 people out in the gym. So make sure that when you go in there, I know we're all going to be like kids in a candy store, like all of the things, these machines
yes.
that we haven't, especially if your equipment's very limited at home. But I do caution you to, transition appropriately so that you're not getting injured, because that's the last thing you would want to do is have a big setback. So, try to start out at about 50% of your workload that you would normally do. Don't overdo it. If you're getting extremely sore, that's not necessarily a good thing. Your body's not going to be able to properly recover, and your joints are going to be too tight, and you're not going to be able to bounce back and really grow like you should
right.
properly because of that, intense muscle soreness. So take it easy. Don't hurt yourself. Especially if you've just been doing bands and body weight and things like that, really go light, make sure you're properly warming up. And the transitions kind of from the lighter bands, lighter weights that we have at home with higher repetitions. And now, we're going into, heavier weights. So the maybe lower repetitions, depending on where you're at in your prep, but just mm-hmm. keep in mind that, it's a process. You've got to accommodate, your body's going to adapt, but you need to give it that time that it properly needs as well.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about the shows. Do you want to do that next? Cause that's another
yeah.
adaptation that's kind of coming about around the corner.
Yeah. I feel like there has been a big question mark about when these shows are happening, and now there's some brand new news. let's talk about that.
Yeah, so it looks like it, again, depends on the state and the area that you're in. But I know for us, our first team show is happening 100%, we were told, by the promoter.
Yay!
So that's in Omaha, Nebraska, and it's on July 18th. And basically, it is going to be a different world. So we are going to have some different things that are going to be happening. I know for this show in particular, and every show is probably going to be different, depending on that state's rules. But there's a max cap of like 400 at an event for this. Still practicing social distancing in the audience. And then another thing that is kind of different is that only one coach is allowed backstage, which I was glad that they were even allowing one. So that's fantastic. But, it's coming around the bend, and that's July. So that's next month. That's in 7 weeks. Pretty much what we have to kind of reprogram our brains, and I've been noticing this with my clients and even myself, so I'll just take myself as the example. I recently had surgery, correction to my hernia on Friday, and it pushed back my show date. And similar to like what everybody's kind of going through, depending on what the circumstances were during quarantine, maybe you didn't have access to a gym, maybe you slipped up on your diet, maybe you lost your job. So maybe your show date got changed. Maybe it got canceled. There's a lot of different variables and moving parts that are going on. And so I guess my point is that we need to make sure that we're putting a concrete date ahead of us in order to stay focused. And so I was finding that I was a little bit lost until I reflected, and this was thanks to actually a client of mine that kind of reminded me that I need to put that goal in front of me as a reminder so that I'm not just taking like, you know, these like little slip up moments and kind of brushing them off as, oh, it's okay. You know, my show is getting pushed back or I may not be recovered in time. But instead, I wanted to put that in the forefront of my mind. So here are some things that I did that were new that I've never done before that I feel like have been helpful. Just, I know it's only been like 4 days, but I feel like just implementing it has changed my mind shift. And then my body has responded actually in the last couple of days just with my mind shift. Amazing how that happens, right? Our minds dictate so much of where our bodies are going. And so I was really stuck. But I realized that it, like my body was stuck and plateauing and I was in that rut because my mind wasn't developing and growing and getting prepared for that time. So what I did was I got back to my countdown calendar in my app. And then I also so if I put it right on my so I can see it every day on my chalkboard that's in my kitchen, how many days I have left until that goal. And then I actually, the new thing I did was I put it on my wallpaper and my background and my lock screen on my phone. So I use my phone so much and it's just a constant reminder. I've never been one to do a vision board. So that's just been really helpful to me and really reshifting. And then, I mean, I just encourage clients to put how many weeks out they are in, you know, the subject line of their check-in, because I think if we have that time sensitive goal, it makes such a difference. And I mean, to no fault of our own, we've just been kind of floating a little bit in these last couple of months, and that's okay. You know, it's okay to have that, but now we're seeing this light. So we need to make sure that we're kind of recentering things and trying to pull ourselves out of that. Any thoughts there?
Yeah, absolutely. I have noticed that there are certain things that I've had to implement at different parts of my prep that like there's been like one or a couple things that I've like just had trouble like checking off that box. Like I could do my food and I could, you know, execute my exercises, but my step goal was suffering. So for me, like holding myself accountable has been really good. And as far as every morning, I will go back on my step counter on my phone and I'll screenshot the steps that I got for the previous day. And then I'll post it on my Instagram story. And I put that up there. And I do it every single day, no matter what happens, because that holds me accountable. I know people comment on those step goals all the time and they're watching. So knowing that they're like, I don't want to disappoint people, or also I have like an audience of accountability, has really helped. And then also sending in your check-ins and your pictures on a regular basis. I feel like there was a point in my life where I would shy away from sending in those photos because either like, I don't know, I like enjoyed too much like food that I wasn't tracking, or I just didn't feel good about myself, or something mentally was like blocking, or I had a behavior that wasn't necessarily 100% in line with prep. So I would avoid sending in my pictures because it wasn't my best. But I do encourage you, even if you are not having like a 100% accurate week, like sending in those pictures and establishing that as a behavior will help with accountability. And I've even taken it a step further as far as like, I will post my weekly check-in, like front pose on my Instagram story as well. And I'll list like my weight and my hip and my waist measurements. I think as a further step, as far as making sure that like I am pursuing this goal and I have people watching, and it just adds that extra accountability. So no one wants to look stupid in front of anybody. So it actually helps me kind of like make sure that I'm checking those extra boxes that I may have been missing before.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. And getting back to another tip on just kind of if you have fallen out of focus of your goal, whether it be diet, exercise, stress of life, quarantine, et cetera, just taking those small steps. I know we've said this in previous podcasts, but just focusing on one goal. And sometimes when we try to throw the kitchen sink at things, like we just try to do all of the things all at once because we have this ebb of huge wave of motivation, and it can be, that can add actually extra stress. So just trying to target and hone in on your most important factor of the week, like whatever that may be, maybe for you, Chris, it's your steps. So, you know, if you really focus on that one goal and really trying to hit it every day, and then once that kind of becomes a routine or a habit, like you said, then you can move on to the next goal.
Right.
But having that one big picture goal and then having a weekly, just one small bite-sized chunk per week to tackle, I think is so important. So if you've been having trouble getting your cardio in, you know, maybe not start with 5 days a week. Maybe try, you know, like a 10-minute walk in the morning and adding that, or, you know, building off of that. Then the next week, you know, add a day of cardio where you just do 15 minutes of HIIT training or something like that. But start small and have those wins kind of stack up on top of each other.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think like having an avenue where you're either looking at it directly, like you did with your goals, as far as like having it on your phone, or like having something interactive where you're actually writing it down or you're checking off a box. Like I have a couple clients that will actually like log their, what happened that day as far as like their adherence to the couple things that they want to focus on. So it's making them pay attention to it rather than just like kind of having it float in the background and they're getting distracted by other priorities. It's actually making them like sit down and look at it. And I think that's also like another step that will kind of help establish those goals as regular routines.
Yeah. And I know this sounds super obvious, but just getting excited about a new step that you're making. So for me, for one thing, I was excited because it was the first time that I had seen my training partner in a long time. So just reuniting with my workout partner was like super fun and exciting. But she sewed me this cute little mask that had like these little popsicles with faces on them. And so I was like telling her, I was like, you know, I'm kind of like, I had a little bit of anxiety about like, I'm wearing a mask while I'm working out. Like, I don't know if I feel comfortable with that. And she was like, oh, she's like, she's a seamstress, owner of Sassy Classy Suits. So she is a really good, at sewing and things like that. So she actually brought that to me as a gift, like on the first day. And it was something that got me excited about wearing a mask. So I don't know, just some thoughts. But just kind of like even building up anticipation too for an idea. So I know for me, like just for the example, for our audience, I don't know if you mind me sharing this, but I'm going to share it anyway. It's just we're kind of planning out your next show and just kind of like, you know, talking about like the flights and like the venue and like where we're going to stay. Like that type of stuff excites me. And it just brings like anticipation and excitement. Yeah. Like we're talking about when you're going to do this coat of tan and that just makes things more real. So anytime you can kind of build up for something that's going to help in the future, I think that that can really help with motivation.
So. Absolutely. Yeah. And keeping that, I think, in the forefront of your mind, I think like choosing your goal every single day and always looking for those like excited opportunities, like especially if you've done shows before, like what's the best part about it? Like getting up on stage and like showing off what you have worked so hard for, like putting your mind in that place, I think will definitely help as well too. So yeah, I think the more that you talk about it too, well, you, Amy, the more that we talk about like the planning process, it does, it gets me really excited.
Yeah.
So definitely good.
For sure.
Yeah.
So some other things that I would give you kind of like a tip on is just so I was thinking about just like the shows that are coming up and everything like that. And I just feel like if you think of prep as a privilege and you keep that in the forefront of your mind, because it's easy to fall into that tendency. And I am just saying this because I admit to it that, yep, pick me. That's the person that I've been feeling like recently. Like I've had this dread and like angst when it comes to dieting and things like that. Yeah. And I'm thinking about it. Like, I don't have to be doing this. Like I don't have to put myself through this. I can choose to look at it like something that's difficult, you know, like when I feel a hunger pain, when I wake up in the morning and I'm hungry, you know, I can choose to look at it as like, that's something that's hard to go through, or I can look at it as, okay, this is an obstacle, but it's also presents me with a challenge that I can overcome. And if I stick to it and I focus on that long-term goal, then I will, you know, I will lose body fat and I will get lean and I will feel good energy and I will have confidence. So I think just like that negative talk in that head, just like checking what I was saying mentally. I mean, even just like what I was kind of filling my mind with, I had the guilty pleasure of just recently binge watching like tons of kind of like crap TV shows, you know, like they weren't doing anything for my mental space. I mean, they were entertaining me, but I sat back and I thought, like, when do I ever watch this much TV? I never had time to do that before. And I realized that I was taking away from like my, you know, my self-help audios or podcasts or like YouTubes that, so I was replacing that time for something that was not doing me any service other than just entertaining me at the moment. So I don't know if that helps, but do you have any other tips of like kind of getting out of a slump?
No, definitely. I think, like we've said multiple times, about like mentality. And I think that, it's really easy to like kind of get lost in a lot of negative thoughts or negative perspective. And, I think an easy way to start shifting that rather than thinking like, don't think negative thoughts or don't focus on this, is doing something proactive, and that's replacing it with something positive. So you just did it right there. Like when you say like, you know, I feel really hungry and this is really uncomfortable, but, you are like taking positive steps towards a goal and you're going to be lean and you're going to be like shine on stage and you're going to like solidify that placement. I think like really focusing on the positive things and being proud of yourself for completing things that are hard that not a lot of people can do. I think just switching the negativity, if you find yourself getting really stuck, with something really positive, that has helped a lot too. And you made another good point as far as like what you expose yourself to, because your environment does directly influence your behavior, and your body and your mind responds to your environment as well too. So that's where we want to focus on the things that we can control. And so, yeah, if you're like watching a lot of things that are kind of making you feel like discouraged, or they're making you feel kind of, you know, like lazy or not the person that you want to be, I think making the choice of either, you know, reading something like a book that may be motivational that will kind of shift your mindset, or watching, you know, like some pros posing to get excited about like the moment that you will be on stage doing that. Just your exposure, I think, will directly reflect your mindset and your behavior as well too. So that's something you can definitely control. And I know that that's helped pull me out of some places too, where I've just been like, oh my gosh, this is really hard and I am really tired. Just sometimes watching a posing video of Angelica, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember like how excited I was the first time I saw her posing and how I was like, that's what I want to do and that's what I want to look like. And then it helps. And then it reminds me of like the times that I've met her and she's been really positive. And then I'm like, okay, like I want to be a positive pro like that. So I think sometimes just making like doing self-evaluation, which is why I think the journaling helps a lot of people to like log your day. And then also when you do your check-ins too, like to like self-evaluate something positive that you accomplished that week as well too, I think will really just help establish positive thoughts and inspiration in a good direction. So I know I just threw like a couple of random things that probably are all combobulated together, but
no, it makes total sense. I mean, we basically have a series of questions that we have our clients go through every week, and they basically submit them. And the reason why we put a win for the week is because we want our clients to focus on something that they did well, you know, we have like off track deviations, and we're always the first ones to say like, oh, I didn't do this, but what did you do? And let's celebrate that, you know?
Right.
And then you were talking about books and just things that keep you motivated, like watching pros that have accomplished what you want to accomplish, things like that.
Yeah.
It just reminds me of, Viktor Frankl's book, Man's Search for Meaning. And I think that this quote is very, basically applicable to our current situation. So, he basically, his quote is, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And I just think that obviously we have no control of the circumstances that quarantine right. has brought to us. But in times like this, you know, he was able to survive concentration camp where, you know, a lot of his family and he saw a lot of people die. But because of the attitude that he chose, he did survive. And so, another quote that I think is great is just that everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. And I just think that, you know, that really rings true. I got to give this one more quote too. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our responses lies our growth and our freedom. So again, it comes back to like the 7 habits of highly effective people. We're all given circumstances, but the attitude that we choose and whether or not we look at an obstacle as just a challenge that we can overcome and find new ways to change ourselves so that we can come out of it stronger. I think that that just hopefully that resonates with everybody. So it's a great read if you want some good motivation.
Yeah, I think it's definitely true. And a thing that I've tried to keep in the forefront of my mind, especially when things get tough, is that there's a purpose in everything. So even if, you know, I'm really struggling or I'm just feeling down or not feeling like myself, like, or my prep, I'm struggling in my prep, whatever it is, like it's an obstacle, but there's a purpose in it. And I always am trying to find the lesson. So I want to utilize every opportunity to progress forward. And so if I'm given an obstacle or I'm stuck in a valley, like what is it that I need to learn from this situation so that next time if I'm here, I'll have better tools to deal with it. Or it's, you know, a lesson that will be part of character building so that I'll be able to climb out of it sooner, or I'll be able to utilize what I've learned to help somebody else. So I think definitely knowing that like this is not, you know, an uncomfortable situation for no reason, just that mentality alone, I think can really help people to like refocus and just to be like, don't give up. So yeah, that's something that's helped me.
Yeah. And just to kind of end that with that same thought in mind, what is to give light must endure burning. So, I think that that's, you either grow or you go, right? So
yeah, exactly.
Very well said. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap this episode up, but we would love it if you could do us a favor. This is an unfunded podcast and we would really appreciate, as we have with all of the very kind reviews that we've gotten, we are so appreciative of those on iTunes. If you can go ahead and leave us a review or give us a rating, we would sure appreciate that. If you did find value in this, please pay it forward to another that you think that could benefit from this. We do this just, you know, just to help others. So we would love it too if you could pass it and pay it forward to someone else. So you can find us on Instagram at Prep Life Podcast or at Glam Girl Bikini, and you can apply for the team at glamgirlbikini.com. We are always looking for fabulous unicorn preppers that are highly motivated for the prep lifestyle. So hit us up there. Let us know what you think of this episode and any future episodes that you would like to hear. Just shoot us a DM. So this is your founder and CEO of Glam Girl Bikini, Amy Enger, signing off with my fabulous co-host.
And this is Chris Nicole, Glam Girl Bikini Coach and IFBB Bikini Pro. Thanks for listening, guys.